Canada proposes national ban on crypto ATMs citing fraud surge. Canada is preparing a national prohibition on cryptocurrency ATMs, citing a sustained rise in fraud losses routed through the machines, according to a CoinDesk report published April 29, 2026. The proposal would make Canada the first G7 country to pursue a countrywide ban rather than leaving the question to provinces or municipalities. The move arrives a week after Tennessee made operating a crypto ATM a misdemeanor, carrying up to a year in prison. Together, the two announcements mark the fastest stretch of crypto ATM enforcement on record in North America. The fraud pattern Ottawa is targeting Canadian regulators have flagged crypto ATMs for years as a preferred laundering rail for romance scams, grandparent scams, and government impersonation fraud. The pattern is consistent. A victim is told to withdraw cash from a bank, drive to a nearby crypto ATM, and deposit the bills into a wallet address provided by the scammer. Once the cash becomes stablecoin or BTC, it leaves Canadian jurisdiction within minutes. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police and provincial securities regulators have repeatedly described this flow as nearly impossible to claw back. Unlike a bank wire, which can sometimes be reversed in the first few hours, a kiosk-to-wallet transfer is final once it confirms on-chain. Seniors are the most common victims. A 2025 Canadian Anti-Fraud Center breakdown attributed a disproportionate share of crypto ATM losses to victims over 60, who often deposited their full retirement savings in a single sitting before family members could intervene. Why a ban instead of tighter rules? Canada has tried lighter touches. ATMs operating in the country are required to register with FinTrack as money services businesses, conduct identity verification above certain thresholds, and post-warning notices about scams. The fraud numbers kept rising anyway. Operators argue compliance was improving, but Ottawa appears to have concluded that the machine itself, not the rules around it, is the problem. A face-to-machine cash conversion that produces an irreversible blockchain transfer in under 5 minutes does not give the system enough time to catch a coerced transaction. That reasoning mirrors what state legislators in Tennessee, Connecticut, and Nebraska have argued in 2025 and 2026. The kiosk format, regulators have decided, cannot be reformed into safety because the speed of the rail is the point of the rail. What changes for Canadian users? A national ban would close a meaningful on-ramp for Canadians who lack bank-issued crypto access. Most large Canadian banks remain restrictive on direct purchases from regulated exchanges, and crypto ATMs filled a gap for users who prefer cash or who were debanked. The replacement options are narrower than they look. Regulated exchanges, Coinbase, Kraken, BitBuy, and Newton serve Canadian residents and accept Interac e-transfer. The friction is bank cooperation, not exchange access. Peer-to-peer platforms? Still legal, but liquidity in Canadian dollars has thinned over the past 18 months as compliance costs squeeze the largest desks. Crypto cards for outflow only. Cards do not solve the inflow problem. They convert existing crypto into spendable fiat at the point of sale, which is the opposite direction from what ATM users typically need. For users who relied on crypto ATM specifically for the cash inside, the ban will push them toward bank rails or toward informal markets. Neither is friendly to the senior demographic the law is designed to protect, which is a tension regulators have not fully addressed. How fast this could move, the proposal is not law yet. It will need to clear federal review, and operators will likely contest it. Canada's pattern with similar proposals, including past restrictions on margin trading and on payment processor rails for unhosted wallets, has been a 6 to 12 month implementation window once a final decision is made. That timeline still puts a likely shutdown inside 2026 if the political will holds. Operators in Ontario and British Columbia, the two provinces with the densest ATM networks, are expected to lobby hardest.